Red Rose.
There's one thing you learn working as a private detective. Competition can be the death of trade. As a case in point, I give you Phil Stacy. Mr. Stacy is a pudgy little character mounting the third floor stairs of the Belmar, a shabby roomy house on New York's west side. He's a private detective, too, but Stacy's got the edge on a boy like me. He carries along his own personal weapon.
Only this one goes under the name of Tony Marino.
Yes, sir, I give him.
Absolutely, Mr. Stacy.
I saw the picture to the gallery.
It doesn't demand support on it.
When did you get here?
On the 12th.
All right, Stacy.
If I could hit his sister for another 100.
Huh?
Oh, skip it.
Where do we go from here?
Okay, it's the last room down the hall.
She's in now?
Yes.
I followed her here from the pawn shop.
What pawn shop?
Along 3rd Avenue.
She bought it on the way, you idiot. Why did you tell me that before?
Oh, what difference does it
have, you stupid? Never mind. Is this it?
Yeah.
Miss Ford.
What do you want me to do, swan about her?
I thought, Miss Ford, my name is Phil Stacy. I'm working for your sister. Listen, Nancy. You got your sister crazy with worry. Now, if you'd open this door.
Open that.
What do you think?
Look, Stacy, let me get out.
Put your shoulder to it.
Now, one.
Come on.
Sister Carol Ford.
No.
No, on second thought, just call the cops. I'll handle this.
Hey,
who's there?
Carol Ford.
Oh, well, come in. Come in.
I wasn't expecting you this early.
I came as soon as I got your call.
Oh, well, sit down. Sit down. Would you, like something to drink?
No, thanks.
Sure, I got some vodka, a little orange juice.
Look, Mr. Stacy, this isn't a social call, so I'd like to get right down to business. You told me you found my sister.
Yeah, I did. One of my boys played for Chicago. Let me see. Yeah, March 14th, she grabbed the California Limited from Los Angeles. She met this guy at the depot and the two of...
I'm not particularly interested in details. Where's Nancy now?
Well, she, got to New York on a 12.
Where is he now?
Well, that raises a peculiar point.
You lost track of her?
No, not exactly. As a matter of fact,
Well,
I don't know how to say this, Miss Ford, but this guy your sister ran away with must have given her a bad time. You know, young girls are probably promised.
Are you trying to tell me she's dead?
Yeah. Yeah, she committed suicide this afternoon. But I'm sorry, but that's how things work out sometimes.
Yes, they do, don't they?
Well, I must say, I admire the way you take them.
Would it help Nancy if I got hysterical?
No, I guess not. Look, if there's any way I can help...
Yes, there is. What is the name of the man who is responsible?
Well, I wouldn't exactly say...
I would. Who is it?
His name is Duke Mansell.
Have you any idea where this... Mr. Mansell can be found.
Yeah, he's got a room at the Haywood. Why?
Well, I'm going to see to it that if my sister couldn't have him in life, perhaps he can join her in death. Thanks for your assistance, Mr. Stacy. That's now my bill to the hotel.
Okay, the boathouse it is.
Till 9.
Hey, wait a minute, gal. How'll I know you?
Don't worry about that, Mr. Mantell. With all I've heard, I couldn't possibly miss.
We'll return.
return to the adventures of the Falcon.
Belmont.
Mantell.
No, my name is Mike Waring.
But you
it's
said...
a long story, Angel, and I just as soon sit while I tell it. I was working for Mantell. He claimed he was being blackmailed, and he asked me to pose for him at the payoff.
He was lying.
So I've discovered. You arranged to meet Mantell so someone could plug it.
That's a lie.
I got the story from Phil Stacy. Now, who's the boy you hired?
All right, Mr. Waring, I'll tell you the truth.
It's about time someone did.
I did arrange to have Mantell killed, but later I thought it over and tried to call off my nut.
What happened?
I couldn't reach him. That's why I showed up at the park early to warn you.
I don't believe it.
Don't be a fool. If I'd wanted you killed, I wouldn't have been there at all.
Nevertheless, your boy took a shot at me.
He couldn't, Dad. He was due to meet me at 9. He was shot at 8:30.
Doesn't make sense. If your boy didn't do it, then who did?
What about Mr. Mantell?
What about him?
Suppose Duke was the one who shot you.
What would be the point?
So I'd get the credit. That would dispose of me and leave him free to go on his way.
Yeah, if you got sent up for knocking me off, that might suit him fine.
What do you think?
I think if there's anything to your theory, Mr. Mantell and I ought to have another chat. Only this time, I'll have the gun. So long, Carol. I'll be seeing you.
pleasing some people. When Sergeant Corbett nominated me for the position of killer of Duke Mantell, my own client, I tried to decline the honor. But Corbett felt sure his superior, Lieutenant Coram, would hear of it.
Boy, I'd certainly hate to be in your shoes when Coram gets his hands on you.
Look, Sergeant, you can't be serious about this.
Oh, I wish there was some way I could convince you.
But you know I couldn't kill anybody.
Why, sure. But don't try to convince Lieutenant Coram.
Wait a second. What made Coram pick on me?
He got a tip from a girl named Carol Ford. Seems you were up to see her, and when you left, you threatened dire consequences for one Duke Mantell.
Matt, I bet you give him protection. Now, when you got...
That's right. On relaying this to my superior officer, he immediately jumped to the conclusion that you were responsible.
He's crazy.
I agree. But what can I do? So, in the final analysis, Carol Ford is the one I have to thank for this hat.
So you've got to thank. You suppose we could drop over and see her before we hit headquarters?
Well, I don't know. It's out of the way.
But don't worry, Sergeant. I'm sure Carol will make it worth your while. Objections, ain't though. This gentleman is with the police.
Does he have a warrant?
I don't need one.
Now, look here.
Yeah. Look.
I can't.
Well, if it isn't Phil Stacy, what are you doing here?
None of your business.
Maybe I can guess. He came up here with some advice.
Is there anything wrong with that?
That all depends. Now, purely as a guess, I'd say you were tipping her off to skip town.
How would you know that?
Well, he probably showed you that the murder of Duke Mantell might have the cops around asking embarrassing questions.
It looks like I was right.
Yeah. Too bad your timing was off.
I'm sorry, Miss Ford.
You should be. If you were 20 minutes earlier, we would have missed her.
Look, Waring, you got the wrong angle on this. If you think she's responsible for Duke Mantell's murder...
No, I don't.
I assume...
That's because you wanted to.
Look, Mike, you know what you're talking about.
I think so, Sergeant. Just ask yourself this question. What would you have thought if you found Miss Ford gone?
Well, that she was guilty.
Which is just what Stacy wanted you to think.
But what are you babbling about?
You killed Mantell.
What are you nuts?
If I am, it comes from dealing with squirrels like you.
All right, Sergeant, take him to his cage.
I'm afraid I'm completely baffled.
Well, move over, Carol. You've got company. Why did you tip off the police that I headed in for Duke Mantell?
I didn't want to see you make the same mistake I almost made.
I see.
Well, I don't. I can't believe Stacy was responsible for Mantell's murder.
You better. If he didn't do it, then by a process of elimination, it has to be you.
In that case, I'm glad you settled on him. But he had no motive.
It was that pasty Mantell gave him. When you left the office making threats, he tipped off Mantell, expecting to be remunerated. But all he got for his pains was a shellacking. A guy like Stacy takes a thing like that personally.
Then he was responsible for seeing me empty at the park.
That he was. He thought I was Mantell. Then when he discovered his mistake, he sent a friend of his named Jack Winters to remedy it. He felt sure he'd never be suspected.
What made you pick on him?
There were three reasons. One, he was on top of every play. When it looked as though I came to a blind alley, he came up with your name. And then that final bit of his telling you to skip town, he just wanted you to incriminate yourself.
He said there were three reasons. You've only given two.
Well, you were the only woman in the case. And if you were guilty, I'd have had to wind up with Sergeant Corbett. Believe me, Angel, it works out much better this way.